Good morning, everyone. It's January 3rd, day 3 of our 365 days of prayer. I want to talk to you today about high priests. And I know for many people who are new to Christianity, that sounds a little intimidating, but let me just give you a short rundown. In biblical times, in the Old Testament specifically, God appointed priests, and he appointed high priests to be in the temple. And the high priest, one of his duties, one of his most significant duties, was to go into the room in the temple called the Holy of Holies once a year and to present offerings to God for the forgiveness of sin for people. So that was a pretty big deal there. He would go in, he would offer sacrifices. He was the only one allowed in there with the hope that God would receive those sacrifices and forgive people for their sins. Now, there were also other priests that would go into the temple, not in the Holy of Holies, but they would constantly light incense each day, and they would allow the prayers of the people to go up to God with the thought that this was happening through the smoke or the incense of the offering. And so that's kind of where the idea of the high priest comes. And so throughout biblical history, from the time that God created this system of atonement, the sacrificial system, so before Jesus, they had this sacrificial system where people could go in and they could sacrifice animals. Priests would go in and offer prayers for the people. And then the high priest, like I said, would go in and offer the prayers of the people through sacrifice to God. It was a very esteemed position. Now, I want to read to you something, because Jesus came and in essence, he took the old system of sacrifices to take the penalty of sin, because blood has to be shed for sin. And he decided, God did, that he would send his son Jesus to be the final atonement, the final sacrifice. In Hebrews, calls Jesus a high priest. Listen to this. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, 15 and 16. Well, let's start in 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest, that's Jesus, who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Now listen to this, verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So what I want to talk to you about and pray about today is that we would approach God's throne with confidence, so that we may receive his mercy and to find his grace in our times of need. Now, it's no secret that our country is in the midst of chaos and has been for some time. I want to pray with you that we would come before God with confidence. Would you pray with me? Lord, as we go into today, I pray that you would give us confidence to enter and approach your throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us. Father, because you are the giving of blessings, you are the one who provides for us, Lord, and we do have a time of need. Lord, for so many who are listening to this right now and praying this with me, there are deep hurts and there are things that are weighing heavily on us today. And Lord, I just pray in this moment that we would hand them over to you and say, Father, this is too much for me. With confidence, I believe that I can hand this over to you so that you can handle it, because I am unable. Jesus, thank you for being that final high priest who took care of all of the sins of anyone who would come to you. Father, you are such a gracious and merciful God. I pray for my friends today that no matter what they're going through, Lord, in this moment, they say, Father, I hand this over to you. In Jesus' name, amen.